Welcome to today's Tulip Time edition of the Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
It's the most wonderful time, dreaming of our tulip time. Pella's most wonderful time of the year.
Many young girls growing up in the Tulip City hope one day to serve as the top Tulip Time ambassador.
Our 2016 Tulip Queen, Miss Maria Banstra.
Back in November, Pella Christian senior Maria Banstra was picked out of a group featuring 12 other high school seniors to become the next Tulip Queen.
I was very surprised, very, very happy, and I knew that this Tulip Time was going to be one to remember.
That feeling was due in small part because the moment Maria was named Queen was perhaps among the most historic in the Crown's history, due to the deep bloodlines of its newest representative.
Pictures that I see now of what she did after she was announced as Tulip Queen, I was just in awe.
For the first time in 81 festivals, a grandmother and granddaughter shared the title of Tulip Queen.
It's amazing to have that, and I love to be able to tell my stories, and I've heard all my grandma's stories of Tulip Time before, and it's just amazing to see how Tulip Time has changed and how I'm experiencing it the same, but also in a different way than she did.
Glenda Duvin was Pella's highest-ranking royalty in 1961, a time when the festival had many noticeable differences from now.
It was on a much smaller scale. Tulip Time itself, there was one parade a day. The Tulip Queen and each member of the court had a highway patrolman assigned to them who stayed with us all day, which I can't imagine in this day and age. The year that I was Tulip Queen was the last year that we wore formals. We did not wear Dutch costumes at that time. And when we went out into the state, we just wore our own Dutch costumes. But for festivities and for the parade, we all wore formals. And it just so happens that I liked my formal so well that the next year I was married in it.
That marriage was the beginning of the story shared between the two queens today and one other. Because the family ties don't stop with Grandma, Maria is a third-generation royal court member. Her mother, Kim, represented Pella 35 years ago.
I was on the court in 1986, and we also went to the state capitol. And Terry Branstad happened to be governor at the time. He took a break, so it brought back a lot of memories to stand in Terry Branstad's office, although he and I have both aged significantly since 1986, but it was the same governor that we visited as well.
Despite the rich tradition of serving Pella during its biggest weekend of the year, Maria's spot on the royal court, let alone queen, was a reality hard to imagine for many years. Up until 2013, Pella was just a place to visit.
I always hoped that our family would be able to be involved in Tulip Time when we came back, and this was just beyond our expectations that we could be involved in this way.
The Banstra family only returned to Pella after the Queen's dad, Robert, finished a distinguished career in the Air Force.
I would love to come back to Tulip Time. Tulip Time was one of my favorite times of the year, and I always really looked up to the Queen. And I knew a few of the queens along the way, so that was a really cool experience to be able to say, hey, I know the queen, I know that lady. So it was always something I knew that I wanted to try.
Queen Maria's reign will fade away Sunday as the festival itself ends. But there are many special moments left for her in the Tulip Festivals to come.
Maria and I will be together each Tulip Time after this one as past queens, and we'll get to ride the past queens float together and attend the past queens luncheon, so that's something I'm looking forward to.
That concludes today's Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.